Pete Buttigieg addresses veterans, slams Trump at Iowa town hall amid 2028 speculation. Pete Buttigieg, a prominent figure in American politics and former cabinet member under President Joe Biden's administration, has recently made waves by appearing at a veterans-focused town hall event in Iowa. This development has reignited speculation about his potential future political ambitions, particularly as it pertains to the 2028 election cycle. The context of this event is multifaceted. Buttigieg, a former intelligence officer and Navy Reserves veteran who served in Afghanistan, leveraged his military background to engage with an audience interested in veterans' issues. His appearance was hosted by Votovitz, an organization that works towards electing progressive veterans into office. This intersection of Buttigieg's past as a military service member with his present political aspirations highlights the relevance of veterans and their experiences within American political discourse. During this town hall, Buttigieg launched a scathing criticism of the previous administration under Donald Trump, touching upon issues such as the tariff war. Trump's consideration of accepting a plane from Qatar and the use of Signal for discussing military operations by his cabinet. This critique underscores an ongoing tension between different political ideologies within the United States, particularly in the context of national security and international relations. Furthermore, Buttigieg emphasized the importance of American democracy and the need for Democratic Party rebuilding to effectively counter actions perceived as encroaching on democratic principles. He drew from personal experiences, including his successful campaign in the Iowa caucuses during his 2020 presidential bid, suggesting that engagement with voters is crucial. This section of Buttigieg's message indicates a strategic focus on grassroots campaigning and the value of early state victories within election cycles. Buttigieg also addressed broader themes related to political branding and how Democrats can better connect with various demographics, including young white men who may have supported former President Trump. His suggestions include breaking down information silos by engaging in diverse spaces such as Fox News appearances and neighborhood discussions. This strategy highlights the necessity for politicians to adapt their messaging and engage directly with communities that may feel alienated or disconnected from traditional political parties. In this section, Buttigieg's reflections on his former role as Transportation Secretary under Biden were also brought into focus. When asked whether the Democratic Party would have been better off without Biden's 2024 candidacy, Buttigieg responded ambiguously but defended his former boss against any insinuations of cognitive decline, pointing to their successful collaboration in addressing critical infrastructure issues. As we continue through this event, it is evident that Buttigieg aims to position himself as a leader who can bridge divides within the Democratic Party and American society at large. He underscores the importance of connecting political ideologies with everyday experiences and emphasizes the necessity for Democrats to become more approachable and relatable. The town hall also showcased an interest in the future direction of the Democratic Party, particularly in terms of its strategy leading up to the 2026 and 2028 elections. Buttigieg's engagement with these questions reflects his long-term vision for American politics and his own potential role within it. In this section, Buttigieg addressed direct questions from the audience about how Democrats can effectively associate themselves with values such as patriotism, support for veterans, and working class individuals. His responses suggested a need for Democratic messaging to be more concrete and less abstract, with an emphasis on local engagement and understanding diverse communities, needs, and perspectives. Moving into the final part of this event, Buttigieg provided insights into how Democrats can reach out to younger demographics who may hold favorable views towards former President Trump's persona. This includes engaging directly with these groups through dialogue and understanding their concerns and interests. His suggestions for action are pragmatic, advocating for open communication and a willingness to adapt political messaging. In this concluding section, Buttigieg reflected on the broader implications of his advice for Democratic engagement. By emphasizing concrete actions over abstract ideologies, he envisions a more connected political landscape that resonates with Americans from all walks of life. Ultimately, the significance of Pete Buttigieg's town hall event in Iowa lies in its multifaceted exploration of American political discourse and his potential role within it. His strategic focus on veterans, local engagement, and adaptable messaging suggests an ongoing shift towards a more inclusive political environment in the United States. This event also highlights the complexities inherent in rebuilding political parties, particularly when addressing sensitive issues related to national security, democratic values, and partisan divisions. As Buttigieg navigates his political career, these themes are likely to persist as central elements of American politics, with potential implications for future narratives and historical understanding.